So when he saw the crowds,
he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Or he went to Open Arms Church and sat down. He called his disciples to them, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of the pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the teachers of the law and Pharisees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, "Raca," is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering a gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, first go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do so quickly while you're still on the way. Otherwise, he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oaths, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your own head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone takes your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to everyone who asks, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy. And pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Do not even tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brother, what credit is that to you? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. I tell you the truth, you will receive no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not denounce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do when they stand in the synagogues and on the street corners to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing on the street corners and in the synagogues, to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth. They have received the reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will love the one and hate the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, why do you worry about your life? What you will eat or drink? What about your body? What you will wear? Is not life more important than food? And the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what should we eat, or what should we drink, or what should we wear for the pagans? Run! After all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, you can get the speck out of your eye, when all the while there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly. Remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. Otherwise, they may trample them under their feet and in turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open. Which of you, if his own child asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, know you are evil. Know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? So in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" But I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. It did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, it's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When he had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
Faith. My husband would be. I would be a widow. about something like that is unreal. And just to think about how far God has allowed him to come since his stroke, you know, I know a lot of you talked to him after his stroke. And you talked to him recently, and you can see just the difference in his speech and his able to pay attention and his understanding. It, you know, he still has about a year, year and a half worth of therapy, speech therapy, but he's getting it. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have him. That's, I mean, flat out, that's the way I look at it. If it wasn't for him, it would just be me.
So
I just thank God every day that He allowed me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And in that, thank you for your prayer. Prayer does change things, guys. If we realize the power of prayer, how God moves as we pray. As He said here today, He knows what we need before we ask. But He wants us to ask. He wants us to come to Him and ask. He did. He rallied around Bill when he had his stroke and prayed for him. We anointed him with oil and God has healed him. And he's progressing along, getting better every day. Thank God for that. Anybody else, a testimony? What's God done in your life?
Just reminds me of something I read on the wall of a little place we went to eat yesterday. It says, miracles happen to those who believe.
Those who believe. He that doubts, it says, the word says, it's like a wave of the sea that tosses back and forth, and you don't know which way it's going. But as we believe, as our faith grows, and we were just talking about the gifts of the Spirit class this morning, about that some of us have the gift of faith, some of you have the gift of faith, and some of the rest of us are able to then grow on that because we see your faith, we see how you believe, and then we're able to also believe God for what we need as well, because we see the faith that God gives. That He does give some more faith than others, and I thank God for that because it helps the rest of us to grow in that. I learned to trust God because of the many accidents I've had and things that I've went through that have caused me to believe God, because He's brought me through every one of them, and I've grown. Because it's increased my faith.
I was headed to Washington.
Okay.
And then my business went to
praise the Lord.
He's got a trip to Washington, and then his other uncle is paying for
Washington, D.C.
D.C.
I wanted to look.
With his class trip,
uh-huh.
And he's getting to go to Florida for spring break, and his other uncle's giving him $100 Visa gift card to take him on his trip to D.C. And I also got gave him some. I've been praying about for a couple of years. And his mom, I'm working on his big ride for my business.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got good. All the time. We let it say all the time.
All the time.
All the time, gratitude. Praise the Lord. It's been great having you, Matt, with us today. Do you have a song for a closing?
Yes.
If any of you need prayer this morning, we'd like to pray with you. If there's anybody here who has never accepted the Lord as your Savior, I would like this to be a time when you can come and receive the Lord as your Savior. Try to allow time to run every week, because we don't always know who's here that has never done that. But if you have never